could be a target. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. As the Federal Reserve readies for a two-day meeting where it's expected to raise interest rates, new reports indicate China could be targeting the central bank.
Now, this report from the minority side of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee shows a sustained campaign for information theft from the Federal Reserve. Now, the report shows that the Fed lacks the counterintelligence expertise and cooperation with the intelligence community. The report claims the Fed lacks policies and procedures to prevent theft. It highlights Fed employees with ties to China's Thousand Talents plan, and they maintained access to confidential information. Now, that plan sparked thousands of investigations by the FBI for stealing information from American universities.
Edward Lawrence with Fox Business. There are reports President Biden will speak with China's President Xi Jinping tomorrow. This comes amid new tensions over talk of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's reported planned visit to Taiwan, and as the Biden administration considers lifting some Trump-era tariffs. Former President Trump back in Washington, D.C. today for the first time since losing the 2020 election. Trump continued to make false claims about the election results.
I always say I ran the first time and I won. Then I ran a second time and I did much better. We got millions and millions more votes. And you know what? That's going to be a story for a long time. What a disgrace it was.
The House January 6th committee is now examining Trump's actions on the day of the riot and whether they directly caused the violence. His former running mate, Mike Pence, was also in Washington, where he spoke to a conservative youth group. He called on Republicans to move on from Trump's defeat. A grass fire in rural North Texas has spread to at least 9 homes in a subdivision. It's the second such fire in 2 days in the drought-ravaged region south east of Fort Worth. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Some former athletes want a federal court to reinstate a lawsuit over alleged sexual abuse.
Several men who say they were sexually abused by an Ohio State University team doctor decades ago want their lawsuits to continue. Their attorneys argue that a federal appeals court should overturn a judge's dismissal and let their lawsuits go to trial. An attorney for the school says their claims were made too late. Hundreds of alumni have accused the late Dr. Richard Strauss of abuse during his 20-year tenure at the school and that the university was aware of the complaints but failed to stop him. The school has paid out more than $60 million in settlements. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Another body has surfaced at Lake Mead, this time in a swimming area where water levels have dropped as the Colorado River Reservoir behind Hoover Dam recedes due to drought. This is the third body to be discovered in recent weeks. In their weekly news conference, senators weighed in on inflation, gas prices, and Taiwan and China.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was focused on foreign affairs. He said more important than Speaker Pelosi's plan to travel to Taiwan is to ensure that Taiwan has the proper equipment to defend itself against China.
I do think Taiwan has a unique challenge. They're an island surrounded by water. It's pretty obvious where the attacks might be emanating from and what form they might take.
McConnell was asked about the CHIPS Act that advanced in the Senate with bipartisan support Tuesday. It incentivizes the production of semiconductors here at home with billions of dollars. McConnell acknowledged the expense but said making the indispensable products here at home is a national security issue. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Former Vice President Mike Pence had to publish his autobiography just after the midterm elections. The book will be called So Help Me God. It'll recount Pence's journey from his youth in Indiana to the vice presidency. The book also promises to discuss his rift with former President Trump that began during the Capitol riot. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.